Hello, everyone. Today is April 27th, 2021, and it is a Tuesday. I'm Gabriel, the Forex Helper, and our business counselor is also here with us today, and we are back. It seems like it's been a long while. I know some of you guys have been wondering, where have you guys been? What's going on over there at the Forex Helper? Well, just to give you guys a summary of what's going on here, I know that we both discussed yesterday about certain things that need to happen, certain expectations that are coming about, certain things that are taking place that's necessary for change. Because as things begin to change, things either begin to change for the better or things begin to change for the worse. In other words, things can either grow or things can decline. Whatever the situation is, that principle is the same throughout every area of life, including business, including this business. Now, from a business standpoint, there's a lot of things that we need to do, and there's a lot of things that we are currently doing. There's a lot of things that we have been doing as well. Because understand the whole structure of what this business entails. This all started off as the Forex Helper. Just going to give you guys a brief little history of the Forex Helper. I'm not going to go too far back. And that'll take you back to my own personal history. So that's not important right now. What's important is where we're going and how we're growing together. And I'm going to make that point right now. So as the Forex Helper, things started even from the early stages from a short-term perspective. Believe it or not, when I first started the Forex Helper, everything was only on WhatsApp. Updates were given 3 times a day, 3 to 4 times a day, if you count midnight, I don't know, but at least 3 times a day, and then another update at midnight. So 9 o'clock signals were given. It wasn't even an update. It was just a WhatsApp signals were given. Then at 12 noon, signals were given. Then at 3 p.m., signals were given. And then finally at midnight, signals are given. You could only imagine the craziness that was taking place. It was just a zoo. So from that point, we moved into another phase. And that phase was mainly dealing with shortening the time, because I know some of you guys are hearing this, you're like, whoa. What is he talking about? Thought he was always talking about long term. The strategy was based originally on long term, but finding the right thinking, you know, getting everything synced properly, that has always been the challenge here at the Forex Helper. In other words, we're dealing with a system that, yes, ultimately is based on long-term, but we're dealing with another element, and that's dealing with the people, because we're dealing with a group, a crowd of individuals that are in the Forex world now. Follow where I'm going with this, and I'm going to have my business, I'm going to have our business counselor come on in a few minutes. I'm not sure if he's, let me just check here. Okay, yes, our business counselor is here. CJ.
My bad, copy keeping chip.
No, that's my bad. I think I put you on the spot. I should have. I just wanted to make sure that we're good on your end. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So All right. So there's always been what's called a growth, a development. Every organization within an individual, if we were to speak individually, which I'm not going to take time to really talk about that right now, but there is a place for that, especially from a wise investor standpoint. But back to the point at hand, here at the Forest Helper, now putting everything together, making sure everything is in sync. Because what's important and what we need to understand and what we need to know is it's a whole group effort that we're embarking on, a whole journey with multiple individuals that we're embarking on. Okay? So with that in mind, fast forward where we are. When university came into being, 2018, the idea, the concept, the construct, but the actual application of Wynn University hasn't really manifested yet. To a degree, it has, but really the full intentions of Wynn University hasn't. But I'm going a little bit too far, but let's just talk about the Wynn Network first, because before the Wynn University came, there was Wynn Network, the Wise Investors Network. But even before the Wise Investors Network, if we were to go even deeper and then we look at the Wise Investor, making sure that we have the right kind of people with the right kind of thinking, with the right type of mind frame. I'm getting somewhere with this, by the way. If you heard this before, bear with me. I'm making the point here. I'm going to get to the main point. It's kind of important for me to lay this foundation first. I got to kind of go a little quickly too. But understanding that what it entails to be a wise investor, understanding the whole concept of long term. Okay. Now, understanding that we're looking for people, more than one person, but that type of person, because we're on a mission we're embarking on a mission to teach people, not only from the standpoint of understanding how the market works, but from the standpoint of understanding how you as a wise investor need to engage with the market. This is very important. So there's a coaching element that's involved here, or a mentorship element, however you want to phrase it. And there's also a teaching element that's involved here, the visual aspect of learning how and why the long term is beneficial and what can you benefit from it. Because ultimately, at the end, what it needs to result in, two things, but most importantly, common denominator that we both have, us as a business, you as a wise investor, it has to result into profit. Are you going to make money based on what you're experiencing here at the Forest Helper? Are you going to make money based on what you're learning, based on what you're experiencing here as being a wise investor, being part of this network? Now let's move on to the next part here, and I'm going to get off the mic soon. Then we're going to look at not only the network, but bringing in the teaching and the learning aspect of things, understanding what you need to learn, what you need to understand, and this is where we are now. We are now embarking on implementing Wynn University, implementing these courses, implementing all the necessary tools, all the necessary resources when it comes to educating you as a wise investor, so that once you understand and have the know-how of what needs to be done, then you'll be able to truly become a wise investor, because you're going to actually have the experience, and the experience, especially the experience on what to do and how to handle being an investor. This has to be done over a long course of time, because on a 30-minute show, and even several 30-minute shows, especially without any visuals, especially without pinpointing certain aspects of what needs to be understood, there's only so much that can be done on a broadcast like this. The Daily Financial Market Report, of course, that's fine. We'll always do that. In fact, we're going to do that. But I'm going to have to get off the mic, and I will pass the mic over to our business counselor if he has anything to add on to that before we get into the Daily Financial Market Report.
My check. All right. So I am looking forward. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm TJ, business counselor. I want to remind everyone that soon, there will be another class open for all those who wants to come on in, get educated, and get coached. Because we have mentioned this many of times over the courses of the last months or so, that it's a mental thing here. And sometimes, you know, if you're not mentally strong for it, then your emotions will get bothered by it, and then you start making irrational moves that can cause you to stumble. And I think being educated, how to become strong individuals. Because sometimes we need to be coached on a certain level, how to control our emotion, when to understand what is sacrifices, all those things, what is patience. Those, even to the day we die, still need to be reminded and taught to us. Because if we can practice that in our daily lives, you'll go real far in any business, not just in the business we are a part of, but any business. And one of the greatest is understanding you have to take risk. So a lot of times when there's fears involved, which is part of emotions, it can cause you to stumble. So that is why I will be having a class eventually soon. I will have more detail as time progresses. So that way, to those who are more interested, especially to the new ones, the one who wants to learn about Forex, they need to understand, because I don't think there's too many of them getting fooled by thinking they can make a lot of money within a day or two. Or they got the one wrong concept from other companies or other people in life. And because this is a long-term strategy program, which has come with being patient, it can be hard to hold on to certain things. It can be hard to understand, especially if money is involved. This is why people need to be educated on this almost every single day, that you have to wait longer to see a better result, versus moving quickly to see nothing but kibbles and bits. That's basically what it is. If you react quick, you expect a short turnaround, then it's going to be small results. Leads to kibbles and bits. So this is why the classes will be taught in so many different ways. So many different titles and so many different content of it all. Because I think it's important to have a coach. We all need a mentor in life. We all need somebody. We all need someone in our life that can keep us on our feet, right? That's what we need. We need someone that can be there, because no one can do it on their own. If you think you can, then you're lying to yourself. No man, no woman can do it on her own. We all need that special strong. I understand We a lot of that God in our life, but you also need someone in the physical realm that can be their guidance. And so many of us want to be so successful in the business, which is not properly getting mentored correctly. Because you cannot run or lead or handle any business with emotions. The same thing with the with these profits that's going on, account, you know, hey, should I touch this or not? Consequences. So keep prepare yourself. Class will be coming soon. You can always reach me at any time, and I'm there to help you out. So stay tuned. There's a lot of things that will be coming forward to you guys to make it more, in other words, to provide more resources. That's the goal, because it's not about, we want you guys to win, but in order for that to do, we got to provide more resources, which is what we are doing. That's what we talked about, and that's what we, our goals are. Unless God takes us away from this earth anytime soon, that's what we, that are, that is the main focus. It's working on goals and open up resources and things like that. So stay tuned. If you have any questions about classes and this and that, don't just respond to me. Hit me up. You can call me for those who can call, and I will gladly respond to your questions. Now we go to a commercial break. And after the commercial break, Mr. Gabriel will give you all the bread of the day. Let's go to 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
Forex Helper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
The financial markets can be very volatile. We'll help you navigate through the market storms. Now is the time to begin your long-term investment journey. Market Report.
Is he talking? Because I can't hear you.
Oh my goodness, thank you. I was talking. Welcome, guys. Thank you, TJ. Thank you for staying tuned with such a long introduction. And now we're going to get right into the daily financial market report. We're going to look at what's been going on in the Forex market, the commodities market, cryptocurrencies, and indices market. And we're also going to touch on a couple of other things just to give you guys a little taste. I can't give you a report on that right now, but we will talk about that in the after the report, actually. But let's take a look and analyze what are we looking at right now. What's going on? And we're going to look at it from the perspective of time frame. Because for this past week, the research has been mainly focused on a couple of things. But primarily, the whole purpose and emphasis of this research is to focus on the time frame element in relation to the strategy and some other elements in relation to the market where we're at in this market. We're at a very, very unique time in the market where we're seeing a lot of consolidation. What is consolidation? Basically, think of it as applying pressure. It's pressure that's being applied. Pressure that's being applied. But this pressure that's being applied is looked at from a market perspective as sideways. So the pressure is coming up, and it's also coming down on everything in the market, including the market itself. So it's coming down on the assets. It's also coming up on the assets. So on both sides, up and down, the pressure. So if we were to use the dollar for an example, and we're seeing this pressure that's being applied on the top and the bottom, it doesn't give it a lot of room to actually make a decision because it's being sandwiched in. It's being sandwiched in. So once that sandwiching process completes itself, and we got the dollar just kind of actually just going up and down, up and down, up and down on a very short area of space. Once that consolidation completes, then we're going to be able to see it actually take off in the proper direction. Now, we're going to talk about what is the proper direction. Of course, you should already know long-term is the proper direction. So we're not going to discuss specifics on that right now. That's going to wait until the show. I'll talk more about that, where that's going to be discussed. It will be discussed today. So I do encourage you to really listen and take a look at this information, because it's actually first and foremost for our WIN members. But let's talk about the daily financial market report. If we're looking at the daily financial market report, there's nothing yet on Tuesday. We're going to have the report done early again, but we do have the report for yesterday to give us an idea of the forecast of what we're expecting. If we looked at last week and even the week before, we're seeing a lot of storms, a lot of testing what's the lowest point an asset can reach based on its price, or the highest point an asset can reach based on its price. How low can you go, or how high can you reach? That was the issue here. That has always been the issue and will always be the issue. Some consolidation phases take longer than others. This particular consolidation phase was expected, but it did kind of linger. It was expected because we're at the end of, we just got through coming out of the end of the first quarter. January, February, March. So then all of the reports came out on April. All of the reports for the past 3 months, last first quarter. So April was expected to actually see this type of movement. Okay. Forex, we're actually finally seeing some blue last week and then now green. So we are seeing a lot of that pressure starting to give way. And that's where we are right now with the forex market. We're starting to see a lot of corrections actually being made on several different currencies. Australia. The Australian dollar, probably one of the currencies that's the most resilient. It did undergo a lot of pressure in the month that we just left, in the month of March. Especially during this whole consolidation phase, we saw the Australian dollar start to kind of give a lot of choppy movement. A lot of pressure trying to take place with the Australian dollar. But where we are right now with the Australian dollar is back to where it was prior to April, which is now a strengthening position. With the exception of the Australian dollar versus the Canadian dollar. There's always an exception to the rule, and that's because it's being faced off with another currency, which is the Canadian dollar. Let's talk about the Canadian dollar right now, since I'm on it. The Canadian dollar right now, directly connected to oil. So if you look, some of you guys who are in our account management, if you look, we do have a balance in your portfolio. We have a balance in your portfolio. We have some Australian dollars, but we also have, talking in regards to Forex right now, we have Canadian dollars, which is something that we're going to take a long-term investment on. Canadian dollar will be a long-term investment because the Canadian dollar is directly connected to oil production, especially with the U.S. oil production. Most of the pipelines of the oils that we get are coming from Canada that comes into the U.S. So the Canadian dollar is very connected with oil prices. So whenever we see situations taking place with the oil prices, which we will talk about that in the commodity section, but whenever you see situations taking place with the oil prices, you can almost, keep in mind, almost, you can almost guarantee that the Canadian dollar will follow suit. 99% of the time, it does, by the way. Okay, but I can't tell you what's guaranteed in any market situation. Okay, especially since the market is very connected to the world and global events and everything that's happening in the world. So there's no guarantee. But the Canadian dollar is specifically connected to the oil production and oil prices. Let's talk about the Great British Pound. We're still seeing some struggles with the Great British Pound. We may have some Great British Pound in your portfolio if you have that in your portfolio. But we're not taking a very strong stance on any of the Great British Pound currencies. If we do take a strong stance on the Great British Pound currencies, it will be specifically Great British Pound versus the Swiss franc and Great British Pound versus the Japanese yen. If we did take another take on the Great British Pound, we may take Great British Pound versus the U.S. dollar. But we're not really on that, except for those two that I just mentioned. Now, if we take the Great British Pound versus the Swiss franc and the Great British Pound versus Japanese yen, that means that I'm going to have to explain to you why that is. That leads us to the next currency, which is the Japanese yen. Japanese yen has consistently been a weak currency, very bearish in its movement. So a lot of pairs that are yen-related. Another good yen-related pair that would be a nice addition would be Canadian yen and Australian yen. There's some other yen that can be added, but we're not touching those. We're only pretty much touching the ones that are more sound from a long-term perspective. Please follow every word that I'm saying here. Those of you guys who are really following this report. Financial Market Report. And before I even go any further, I do apologize. I apologize before, but I'll say it again. For not, for missing 2 days of that report. Last Thursday and Friday. So the MAM score is important because, and not only that, but making sure that this daily financial market report comes out every day. I realize a lot of you are relying on it to understand what to expect in the market because a lot of you are truly wise investors, and we appreciate that. Myself and our business manager. On to the point here. Swiss franc, another great investment long term. Swiss franc is another weak currency that you can definitely take advantage of, capitalize. So pound Swiss, Canadian Swiss. I'm saying these assets here on the show. Some of you guys, if you're listening to this and you have account management, you're already, you're looking, oh, these are the trades that I got in my account. But Gabriel, what's going on? I'm not seeing any manifestation yet of profit. You know, that's a subject for later because it has to do with time. I'll talk more about that. But those are the assets that will be the best benefit for everyone right now. Now let's talk about the U.S. dollar. This one can be a little tricky. There's certain U.S. dollar pairs that we, that are more volatile than others, that we stay away from. But let's talk about the U.S. dollar pairs that we do have in our portfolio. Dollar yen and dollar Swiss. And that is going to lead us to the commodities part of this report. Now, this report may seem a little lingered on, so I won't necessarily, I'll just touch briefly on the cryptocurrency when I get there, and I'll just touch briefly on the when I get there. I won't give it in depth. Okay? So hurry up here. Dollar Swiss and dollar yen. For the same reasons why I mentioned why we should take the Swiss, why we should take the yen. But there's a little bit of a trickiness with the dollar Swiss and dollar yen. Long term, from a time frame perspective, it's a great asset, but it's one asset that does not exclude a lot of volatility. None of these assets exclude volatility, by the way, but because it's the dollar associated with the dollar, directly associated with the dollar, we're going to see a lot of volatility movement with that. So be prepared to see that in the short term, but not in the long term. Let's move on to the gold, and let's move on to oil. Some of you guys may see oil in your portfolio. I kind of already mentioned why that is in relation to the Canadian dollar, but let me just tell you now, oil prices are going to keep going up. Now, some of you guys have oil, UK oil, which was bought about maybe $68. We have yet to see it get back to $68, but it will. It's hanging in there. It's definitely been a struggle with the oil industry. But we're definitely going to see UK oil go past $68 a barrel. U.S. oil, also the same is true with U.S. oil. We're going to see prices go up. Gold. So funny of a move, but there's a consistency in the long term of gold. Here is probably the most volatile asset we're holding in our portfolio. Financial Market Report. But there's different things that we're going to talk about later, and not only later on this broadcast, but as we move on, we're going to talk more about that. Let's look into the cryptocurrency. A lot of people are wondering what's going on with Bitcoin, what's going on with Bitcoin, what's going on with Bitcoin. It hit 63,000, now it's as low as 52,000. If they don't have access to the knowledge and understanding what's going on, then to them, they will have misinformation, misunderstanding, and they will assume, which will bring them into a completely wrong analysis, assuming that, especially based on some of the reports that you're looking at out there of a so-called crash. You got to realize a lot of these news outlets, these media outlets, they pick headlines that will attract readers because they need people to come to their page so they can get their ad revenue. So they use words like tumble and crash and fall. And okay? But if you understand what's going on from the wise investor's perspective long term, you'll know off the bat what's happening. But let me move on to the last part, what's going on with the financial market when it comes to the Wall Street indices market. We're still seeing some powerful moves, guys. The most powerful moves we've seen in history. I'll talk more about that, but I'm going to have to talk about that on the term of, on the case of long term. That's the name of that series. And I'll see you guys after the commercial break.
Did you close your account after one storm? Don't be that guy.
Be that ghost.
To succeed, you must endure through our long-term strategy. Be that guy. That guy. That guy.
Shout out to Forex Helper members. Thank you.
Salute.
Thank you.
TJ, the business counselor.
Hello, my name is TJ, and I'm the business counselor for the Forex Helper LLC. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this awesome recording video that will explain and elaborate details about program, services, and how can you go further with this program. Now, before I continue further, I want to be able to give you guys some of our links to some of our platforms that we be on. First, I want you to check out our page at www.theforexhelper.com. Again, our website is www.theforexhelper.com. We also have a podcast that we do Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go there by clicking www.blocktalkradio.com/theforexhelper. We are also on YouTube. You can go to the YouTube page, click on the engine. Click inside the engine, put The Forex Helper. We also have a page on Facebook called Learn How to Trade Online. All you have to do, go to your engine search box on your Facebook page and click Learn How to Trade Online. And there we will invite you in. Okay, now before I move further, please understand that all of our communication that we deal with our clients or members are through a WhatsApp. You must have a WhatsApp in order to continue with that program. That's how we communicate. My WhatsApp page is number 1-757-748-6722. Again, my WhatsApp number is 1-757-748-6722. So let's get into all the needs that we need to discuss. My name is TJ, and I'm the business counselor for the Forex Helper LLC. My job is to assist you with anything related to the Forex market. If you have any questions regarding our company or any other Forex-related subject, please do not hesitate to email. My email is tj@theforexhelper.com. Again, my email is tj@theforexhelper.com. There are so many exciting things taking place at the Forex Helper LLC. We would like for you to be a part of our fantastic journey. We have helped thousands of people reach their financial investment goals, and we want to make sure that you are successfully reaching your long-term financial goals. According to our database, I see that you have either visited our website, filled out one of our forms, taken place in one of our services, or you was interested on our ads on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Instagram. Now, before I go further, I want to elaborate what you're dealing with. Just like anything that you sign up for, you want to be able to understand what you're dealing with. You do not want just to sign up with any services. I understand there are other Forex company or quick to tell you you can make this amount of money with this amount of day. There's always keys to listening whether you're being scammed or not. There are thousands, billions of companies of Forex that have scammed other people out of their money. So do you want to get yourself scammed out of your Forex money? So let's get to it. First, I want you guys to understand that we have proof. We are a long-term strategy program. This site, this program was designed by the CEO owner named Gabriel Richards Jr. This program has been going on since 2016. However, Gabriel Richards Jr., which is the CEO of the company, have been doing this over 10 years since 10, yeah, over 10 years since 2008. Now, his strategy is a long-term strategy. We are a long-term strategy program. The more we hold the trade, the better your profit can be down the road. I know some of you guys believe in a short-term strategy. I understand some of you are day traders. But there's always consequences if doing that. If you want to really succeed and reach your financial goals, you have to allow yourself to experience the long-term strategy. Now, most companies won't tell you. Like any other situation, is always ups and downs. To be a part of this program, you must understand a few things, elements that does take place in the market. Likewise, there are storms. Sometimes storms can come. Just like in real life, when storms can come, it can cause natural disaster. It can cause a havoc. It can cause a flood. It can cause an explosion. It can cause an eruption. Same thing here in the market. The storm can cause many things. It can cause for your account to severe major losses. Understand, there are times where there will be storms. Remember, after every storm, there is a rainbow. So you have to believe, understand our system, what we about, how we do this, our experiences, and how far we can go with this. Now, just because the storm comes, that doesn't mean you can't go through no recovery losses. So let's say if you start this program, and let's say the first month, you're going through some losses. Don't worry. The following month, you will be able to recover your losses and make more profit. The problem with a lot of people, while their accounts are getting blown or have got blown in previous other forex companies, either they deal with someone, they have no clue what they're doing, or they were doing the trades with less experience and their account blew so easily. If we does our account at a 2,000% average. So in this situation, all of our clients have made a lot of money using our long-term strategy. You can go to our page at www.theforexhelper.com and click on proof page. Yes, that's right. We have a proof page that can show you. It will show you all of our account members' accounts. You can look at the chart. That's how you give a better idea. Say, hey, do these guys know what they're doing? How well are they doing? Can we see something? And those are the privileges we're able to give you. Also, even with the signals, we do have signals. We do have a 7-day Forex trial signal. Doing our trial within 7 days, it will also give you an eye opener and say, hey, do I want to be a part of this program or do I not? So we do have 7-day Forex signals, weekends included, although the market closed, we are closed. But let's move further. I want many things to be understood so you understand that in this, you have to be ready to roll. These things, this type of things, trading require patience, understanding, communication, being respectful, and not do things you are not supposed to do. Because remember, our goal is to make sure you reach your financial rewards. We don't want you to experience your account getting blown. So we ask you guys to trust our process. Now, before I tell you about our services, we have an ebook on our website on theforexhelper.com for those who are new to this, to those who don't understand this, or to those who want to learn more about Forex trading. This ebook is written by Forex, himself known as Gabriel Richard Jr., which is the CEO, is the author of this book. This book is a beginning guide for those who want to learn how to be good into the market, how to understand the market, and how to be successful traded in the market. It's a great book. I strongly, strongly recommend to get the ebook before you start our program. It's only $24. Yes, we are located in the United States. Now, just because we are in the USA, it doesn't mean that we do not deal with other country. Most of our clients and customers are either from South Africa, Nigeria, Netherlands, India, Indonesia, South Asia, Canada, Pakistan, and so on. So we deal with every individual. So let's move on. We have a signals within our signal service. What do we offer into our signal services? 50 plus signals daily, Monday through Friday, along with our financial daily report. We'll get also tutorial or explanation on how to identify signals, leverage, tips, and more. Our signals are also delivered Monday through Friday around 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Once you sign up, we will give you access to our Google Doc once you give us our email. You must have it via email. Also, moving down the road, our signals are 98% accurate. And guess what? It will assure you to make great movements or trades. We'll make weekly and monthly profits. Yes, you will make weekly and monthly profits. Now, please understand that, like I said before, there are times that will be storms within the market. But that's okay. If you deal with our strategy and you stay focused with our signals, you're going to make more profits than losing anything. And if you do lose or have losses, you will recover. You have to trust the process. The signals that we had are the foreign market signals, commodity signals, cryptocurrency signals, indices signals, daily signals, and this as it goes forward. How much does it cost for our signal monthly? For the discount, you want to get it for the discount, it's for $39.99. But you must get one of our recommended brokers, Woobis Wave or LQDFX, and I will provide you the link. Now, let's say that you want to get your own broker. You can get your own broker that you desire. But keep in mind, the regular fee will be $49.99 a month, no monthly contract. Now, those with the discount signals, those who want to keep the discount signal, remember, it's $39.99, and you must have 200 to 300 USD dollars in your broker account, and you must maintain your trades in order for you to keep the discount. Now, for those who don't have time to trade, don't want to trade, need someone to trade for you who has experts, no problem. This is where I told you, go look on our page on Proofpage on theforexhelper.com, where you will see our members' account. So this is how this works with account management. This is for people who don't have time to trade. We will help you grow your money, safe account according to our long-term strategy. You pay as you go, affordable monthly fee, and you keep 75% of your profit, and you have to share 25% of your profit to us. We collect profits at the end of every month, the last Friday of every month. We will tell you in detail how to give 45% of your profit to us once you sign up with the program. Remember, you keep 75% of your profit and you give us 25% of your profit. Now, the minimum required is $300. For the discount fee, it's $49.99 using one of our recommended brokers, Google Wave or LQDFX. If you want to use your own broker that you desire, that you feel comfortable with, it will be $59.99. Same, you must have a minimum of $300 in your broker for us to do trades for you. Remember, you have to be patient. We are long-term strategy. You have to give us the opportunity to make trades for you. And the key thing is, of all the trades, is patience. You also have access to your account where you can see. Also, account management, you get free 30 days of signals. Now, we thank you guys for listening. We also have one-on-one Forex mentorship services for those who wants to take the mentorship to a high level, wants to get to a higher training, wants to become an expert on Forex, one-on-one Forex mentorship services where you get 4 months of free account management, 4 months of free signals, and you get teaching a basic training, and we'll give you more details if you decide to sign up for that one. I'd like to thank you guys for listening. Keep in mind, this is a program. As we said it earlier, that we have thousands of people all across globally make money. So if you're here and you're ready to invest, if you got to invest, if you're ready to invest, then we're ready to help you reach your financial goals. If you have any questions, You can what at me once again, area code 1-757-748-6722, or you can email me at tj@theforexhepper.com. Again, my email is tj@theforexhepper.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys take this program seriously. Take on the opportunity. Don't let this opportunity go by.
Thank you guys for listening to the amazing video. Well, it's not a video, sorry, but the amazing instruction that TJ gave. Now, there are some things on there that are a little outdated on there as far as the prices, but if you visit our website, you'll find what the current prices are, okay? Also, wanted to talk more on the points that were made at the beginning of this broadcast, as well as some points that were made even in the audio instruction that you guys heard from our business counselor. And that is understanding what is expected from you as an investor, especially when you put your money in the market. Whenever you put your money in the market and you're expecting your profits to turn. Now, there's different things that I can touch on, but due to time, I'll touch on just a couple of those aspects. Number one, we always have to understand that there's a 30 days minimum. In most cases, on average, there's a 30 days minimum. I like to use the application of the seed. So you're going to have to allow your asset to manifest and start to see some of that seed grow out of the ground. Give it at least 30 days. Now, does it happen sooner than 30 days? Sometimes it does. And there's so many different factors involved behind that. But I don't have a lot of time to talk about that. I just want to give you the generic viewpoint on this, okay? So give it 30 days. Now, when I say 30 days, am I talking about a regular 30-day business calendar? And this is where we need to come to an understanding and have a clear concept of what 30 days really means, especially when it comes to the investment world, especially when it comes to the Forex world. So let me just quickly break this down. Now, traditional 30-day calendar is not the same in the investment world, especially in the Forex world, okay? Why is that? Well, we know already that the market closes early on Friday. So it closes at the end of the New York Stock Exchange, so around 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Whatever 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is around the world where you live, that's what time it closes, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York. It reopens in Australia. In my time frame, that's 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But whatever time it is in Australia, on Sunday is when it opens. We don't necessarily count Sunday or Friday as a complete trading day. Okay? Now, if we don't count Sunday or Friday as a complete trading day, then that leaves us with only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, that leaves us with four complete trading days a week. Now, if you were to look at your traditional week, of course, you have 5 days a week. So about 20 business days, but not when you're looking at the investment days. We're looking at roughly 16 days. Now, if you want to combine a portion of Sunday with a portion of Friday to make up your day, you can do that too. So you can end up with anywhere from 16 to 20 days every month. Remember now, that means that if every traditional calendar month will give you 16 to 20 days, then that means you're now entering into a whole second month just to make up for your next 10 days so that it can equal a 30-day gestation period, whatever you want to call it. But that beginning phase that you're going to need, especially if the market is going to show itself to be a market like we see right now, a consolidated market. And this is what you need to keep in mind, what you should look out for, what you should understand. And that's going to bring us to some other important points that I don't have time to explain in these last couple of minutes before the closing of this broadcast. But I will say this, continue being a wise investor. This is something that will benefit you in the long run. And I'm very excited, and so is our business counselor. And I know some of you out there are extremely excited. What we're embarking on, things that we haven't even, TJ, we haven't even scratched the surface. It just seems like everything is just going so fast, but we haven't even scratched the surface.
Yeah, we haven't even scratched the surface.
We got to start digging. We got to start scratching the surface a little bit harder.
Yeah. Scratch, scratch.
We got to start digging. There's a lot of treasure. There's a lot of treasure that is waiting to be uncovered, guys. Oh, my God. I wish you guys were part of our meeting. But I'm off the mic, sir.
Man. All right. We thank y'all for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow. How they say on that Batman thing? Same time. Same channel. If and day. We'll be back tomorrow with more episodes of what you guys need to know. Like Mr. Gabriel said, we got a lot of things coming forward this summer. Actually, starting now, that's going to lead to the summer. So you guys take care of yourself. Stay blessed. Stay humble. And we out of here. This is TJ with Gabriel. And we're moving on now. Hit that music, Mr. DJ.